What is up, Vermont Edition podcast listener? This is Elodie Reed, digital producer for VPR. Just to let you know, this podcast has been edited for brevity and clarity. Enjoy.
This is Vermont Edition. I'm Bob Kinzel. 10 days ago, Senator Bernie Sanders had a heart attack at a campaign event in Las Vegas. Doctors discovered that Sanders had a blocked artery, and they inserted 2 stents to repair that blockage. Sanders has been resting at his home in Burlington, and in a video released this week, he said he was feeling much better and looking forward to getting back on the campaign trail.
I am feeling really good and getting stronger every day. We're going to be out there on the campaign trail. We're going to be in the debate in Columbus, Ohio next week, and look forward to your continued involvement in a campaign which is going to transform this country and make history.
What kind of impact will Sanders' health have on the Democratic presidential race? And what are some of the challenges that the campaign faces in the coming weeks? That's the focus of Vermont Edition today. In this first segment, I have a taped interview with senior campaign advisor Jeff Weaver. Jeff Weaver, welcome back to the program. I really appreciate your being available for this interview.
Oh, always a pleasure, Bob. Anytime.
So, Jeff, it's been 10 days since Bernie had a heart attack. I think there are a lot of folks who would like to know, how is he doing? How is his recovery going?
Yeah, it is really going phenomenally well, Bob. I talk to him every day. And, Bernie always has had a strength. I think all of us know that. You know, he had a vigorous schedule, works harder than anybody else in politics. And the truth of the matter is he'll continue to do that, frankly.
Have you been able to see some steady improvement over the last 10 days?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And again, I talk to him every day. He is super strong. I think folks have seen a video of him out walking with Jane around his neighborhood. So, we are talking a lot about the campaign going forward, making plans, talking about the upcoming debate next Tuesday. So things are proceeding apace here.
Jeff, this week, Bernie told the New York Times that he planned a slow return to the campaign trail, but now he says he misspoke and he plans to be pretty active right from the start. But is he going to have to kind of ease into the kind of brutal schedule that he had before the heart attack?
Yeah, look, there'll be an easing back into the brutal schedule. But, those of us in Vermont know Bernie Sanders. And he has always fought for working people. They are in a worse situation now than they have been in a long time with the president that we have. And he is intent on getting back out there, raising the issues that he thinks are important for the American people, and winning the nomination and winning the general election. So, there will be an easing into the schedule, but I can tell folks he will be working harder than anybody else in politics, as he always has.
Jeff, last week following that heart attack, were there any conversations about having Bernie drop out of the race?
No, that wasn't really the conversation. Obviously, it took a couple days to get the full diagnosis. And, I've been with Bernie since 1986. So, I have a long-term personal relationship with him. And I think everybody's concern was about his well-being and the well-being of his family, and that's really where people's minds were. But there was never any discussion about dropping out of the race. Absolutely not.
Bernie has said that he wants to use this event as a, quote, teachable moment to encourage people who do have heart symptoms to have them checked out sooner as opposed to later. Was that his situation? Was he starting to feel fatigued on the campaign trail but thought that he could work through it?
Well, he did. And as you mentioned, he had a grueling schedule. He's said publicly that he was feeling fatigued, and now we know why he was fatigued, because he wasn't getting adequate blood flow. But that's been returned, and they not only looked at the one artery, but they looked at all the arteries while he was there. And I can tell you with confidence that in many ways he is more energetic now than he was before the procedure. And he's thought through this, and he'll be back on the campaign trail. And I think he will impress all of us, as he always has, with the sort of ferocity of his willingness to fight for working people. That's what drives him. It's always has driven him. And I think folks will see that both in the debate on Tuesday and going forward.
Jeff, as you're aware, some national media outlets are suggesting that the campaign was not totally honest about Bernie's condition last week. He was told he had a heart attack on Tuesday night, but it took the campaign several days to acknowledge this fact. Why did it take so long?
Look, I think everybody wanted to verify, you know, when these things happen, you know, it takes a couple of days to get the full picture. And certainly if we had put out information that had been inaccurate, you'd be asking me now, why did you put out information that was preliminary, that wasn't fully, you know, fully vetted? And we wanted to make sure that the information that we put out was accurate. And the truth of the matter is, look, you know, we live in this 24-hour news cycle. You know, news changes every 5 minutes. And I know a lot of people in the media, you know, they want to have the TikTok. You know, I'm sure if I'd invited somebody in the media into the room, they would have stood there and filmed the whole thing. But the truth of the matter is, you know, we had a full diagnosis within 3 days. We released it to the media. And, you know, it was something that we wanted to do to make sure that people had accurate information. So took a couple of days to get the full picture. And when we had it, we released it. So there's no apologies on the way it was handled.
Do you expect that his full medical records will be released in the near future?
Yes, he has said that. So, you know, at some point in the near future, we will be releasing all of his medical records. Absolutely. Yep. You know, folks deserve to be able to see all of them.
Jeff, do you think this health episode highlights Bernie's age? At 78, he is the oldest candidate in the race.
Well, let me say this about, you know, the particular procedure that Bernie had and the condition that he had. You know, this is a condition that afflicts a lot of people in this country. I think I saw some statistic, hundreds of thousands of people have stents put in every year. And the truth of the matter is that this can happen to folks at any age. I lost my own father at 52 from a heart attack. So, you know, this is not something that happens just to somebody who's 78. It can happen to people who are much younger. And in fact, you know, we're learning now that many women, you know, with heart disease do not have sort of the stereotypical symptoms that, you know, that Bernie had and that many other people had. So it is, you know, as you mentioned, a teachable moment in his mind to make sure that people who have symptoms, you know, go see the doctor, get them checked out. But again, this is something that could happen to somebody at any age. And the truth of the matter, of all the candidates who will be on the stage on Tuesday night, probably the one who folks will have the most confidence that their heart arteries are fine is Bernie Sanders, because he just had them all looked at. So, you know, the president is in his 70s. Joe Biden is in his 70s. Elizabeth Warren's in her 70s. And there are younger candidates on the stage. But any one of them could have an artery that's blocked or potentially blocked.
Jeff, listening to that video that Bernie released yesterday, it sounds like he also wants to use his health as a way to highlight the need to have a Medicare for All program. How does he plan to do that?
Well, look, the truth of the matter is that Bernie Sanders has good health insurance. You know, so while he had a health condition, he does not have to worry about having a procedure done, which then leaves him in a situation where he has hundreds of thousands of dollars in medical debt. And, you know, far too many people in this country do not have good health insurance. They may have no health insurance. They may have health insurance, which has huge deductibles or co-payments. And for those folks, you know, many people delay going to get medical care because they're worried about the tremendous costs. I mean, if you have private insurance and you have a $5,000 deductible, you know that that visit could cost you $5,000. And so people make difficult choices about foregoing seeing a doctor because they're worried about these incredible expenses. And that, you know, in a Medicare for All situation, where everybody has comprehensive health care without deductibles and co-payments, and we still have the excellent, you know, private delivery system that we have now, it really is the best of both worlds for folks. People can go to the doctor, they can go to the hospital without worrying about bankrupting their family, because the truth of the matter is there's 500,000 people every year in this country who go through bankruptcy where medical bills are a contributing factor. So that is a situation that has to be resolved. We have to join the rest of the industrialized world, including our Canadian neighbors right across the border, who provide comprehensive health insurance for everybody, you know, while we maintain our very excellent healthcare delivery system that obviously benefited Bernie Sanders greatly.
Jeff, as you mentioned, there's a big Democratic debate next week in Ohio. What's he doing to prepare for that debate?
Well, I'm up here on Friday here. I'm up here in Vermont, going to be meeting with him and other senior staff to prepare for the debate. Obviously, this will be his first, you know, big public appearance since he had the procedure done. So, you know, it's an important debate, no doubt. We will be going over the points that he wants to make in the debate and, you know, anticipating, obviously, what you normally do in debate prep, trying to anticipate the questions that will be coming from the hosts, as well as the attacks that will be coming from one's opponents.
Are there any concerns that he's going to need to stand for 3 hours at this debate, that physically this might be a problem?
Absolutely not. Nope. I think folks are going to see Bernie Sanders, as they always have. He's going to be in there for 3 hours. He's going to be sparring with people. We're looking forward to a really great debate, frankly.
It's probably a situation where many people are going to tune in to see how Bernie is doing. Does he still have the energy and fight in his campaign message? Would you agree that this is kind of a pivotal moment in the campaign?
No, it's very important. You know, there's been a lot of doubt cast, you know, particularly by some in the national media, to be honest. The truth of the matter is there will be a lot of folks, as you point out, viewing the debate to see how Bernie's doing. And, you know, I think folks are going to be pleasantly surprised by the vitality and vigor that they see from Bernie Sanders.
Jeff, in the last month or so, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren has seen her poll numbers go up and Bernie's have been stable or dropping a little bit. At some point, does Bernie have to tell voters how his candidacy is different from Warren's?
Well, part of the way you do that is by talking about your candidacy, and then, you know, voters can weigh what they're hearing from the different candidates. But I think what is important in this race, Bob, is, you know, Bernie ran last time. And as you know, he has been a consistent messenger on a host of issues for decades, you know, raising wages, dealing with Medicare for All, climate change, and a host of others. And that consistency, I think, at the end of the day is going to really pay off for him. While in the summer and early fall periods, people are sort of kicking the tires on the other candidates appropriately, you know, to see who else is out there, because I think, you know, voters should in every case look at the full range of candidates. You know, I think at the end of the day, the consistency that Bernie Sanders has brought to politics, the way he has really changed the discussion in America, and the confidence that people will be able to have that when he's president, he's going to fight for them, because that has been his whole life. You know, the campaign is very strong. He raised the most money in the third quarter of anybody else, relying on small dollar contributions. He has more money in the bank than anybody else. So, you know, our campaign institutionally is very, very strong, and we'll have the resources and the volunteer base, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of volunteers across this country to bring this primary process to a successful conclusion.
Is that a real key to the campaign's success, Jeff, that you need to develop a very strong grassroots organization in these early primary states?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. And, you know, Bernie Sanders wouldn't have it any other way. You know, folks talk about Bernie's schedule and how rigorous it's going to be. But the truth of the matter is a schedule half as rigorous as what he had been doing will be more rigorous than what anybody else is doing. And, you know, folks rely on television and other things. And no doubt about it, we're going to rely on television as well. We are on the air in Iowa with a very aggressive ad buy. But the truth of the matter is he has always been a proponent of grassroots politics, of energizing people at the grassroots, of making politics relevant to the real life problems that people are facing. And so he would not have a campaign that was any other type of campaign than this kind of grassroots movement.
Jeff Weaver is a senior advisor to the Sanders campaign. Jeff, many thanks for taking the time to be with us today.
Always a pleasure.
This is Vermont Edition on VPR.